Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I've got a real quick, short story I want to tell you that happened to me over the weekend. I was thinking yesterday morning as I was getting ready to go to church about the upcoming Saturday, September the 26th, where we have the return and the prayer vigil and National Prayer Day in D.C., and they're calling it return, return to God, specifically asking America to return to God. So as I was thinking about my prayers and my monologues for the week, I thought, well, maybe I should focus more on our nation this week instead of the protection of the president, which is what I felt I was called for a year ago. And as I was thinking it just as I picked up my phone and looked at the tweets and the parlors. And there it was. That God said, do not stop praying for the protection of this president. As I saw the article about the foiled attempt on the president's life. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe God was guiding me, and he said, you've got to continue this prayer for protection. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and I want you to remember what's coming up on Saturday. And if you can, I'm asking you to be in prayer, but also to fast if you are physically able. Not everyone can do that because of their health conditions, but to pray and fast on Saturday and maybe a few days this week. Maybe just skip a meal here and there as you pray for what's coming up on Saturday and November 3rd. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious, glorious Father, I praise you and thank you for your love and your amazing grace, for the mercy you show to me and to all of us, your children, though we deserve none. I pray for the protection of our president. Thank you for the foiled attempt on his life and for those around him in charge of his protection. Be with each and every one of them, Father, please. I ask your continued, and we praise you for the foiled attempt that was stopped. I ask for your continued watch care of this nation. And wow, the fight is ugly here, Father. Bring your children home. May we as a people and a nation return to you and turn away from our own wickedness. Reveal our sins and our sins of those who lead us. For your word promises in Luke 2:12-3, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in the private rooms shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. These are true and scary words, Father, but to hear and to see the truth is what will set us free and bring us home to you. Bless today's show and my guest, Mindy Patterson, of the Cavalry Group, and Monica Wilde of Paradise. As we reveal the truth, may your justice be done and keep liberty among your people. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. D.C. and this nation are in great turmoil. The loss of a Supreme Court justice, we haven't even had time to grieve her passing, has created a great and another storm in the political arena, and I believe the storm is just beginning to rage. They talk of more impeachments, more violence, and more unrest throughout our nation if they don't get their way. A foiled assassination attempt on a president, and yet, yes, the storm is raging in D.C., but the real battle still remains on the land, in the backyards of we the people, those in rural America, those who actually produce and care for this nation. Special interest groups are embedded in D.C. and your state, and they have lots of money to push their evil goals. And you say, Beth, what evil goals? Well, let me give you a quote from John Goodwin, who is the grassroots coordinator of the Humane Society of the U.S., which has absolutely nothing to do with government. It is an outside organization that has embedded itself and has lots of money. But their goal, their real goal, isn't to save any lost little puppies or any endangered animals. Their goal is to abolish all animal agriculture. Did you get that? Abolish all animal agriculture. There's a difference between animal rights and animal welfare. And with that, I'm going to bring Mindy Patterson on, and she's a guest on my show. And we're going to have a great discussion today, and I think many truths are going to be revealed. Mindy, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. Oh, we just lost her. Okay, well, I've got a little more I wanted to share here. As she says, animal rights groups have banked on the American public remaining unaware of what is truly behind their emotionally charged propaganda, which is often nothing more than a fundraising tactic for their radical agenda to destroy legal animal businesses. So, animal rights groups, they're very clever about what they do. They show you the little sad commercials with the puppies and the kitty cats and how they believe they are being abused by the word they have created is puppy mills, which do not exist. You know, folks, how long are we going to have these scales upon our eyes that we cannot see the truth? Their goal is to abolish all animal agriculture. To abolish all of it, not just a little bit of it, but all of it. Okay, we have Mindy back. Mindy, I've been stalling.
Sorry.
Welcome to CNC Talk Radio. Oh, you know, the phone things happen. That's just what goes on.
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know if you got to hear anything. I gave the quote from John Goodwin about their real goal.
And, I did. I heard the whole thing up until when you introduced me, and then everything went kaput.
Scared you away? Did I scare you away?
Well, I want to make sure that I give the lead-in for Monica Weldy and let her tell your audience what is happening to her. As I don't know when the next break is coming, but I have a feeling it's soon, so I'll get right to it.
We got about 2 minutes.
The animal rights extremist group, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, also known as PETA, has a long history of publishing false claims about Monica Weldy and her Paradise Ranch, her facility, which is exemplary. And they have ruthlessly been harassing Monica and her family through emails, phone call protests, when she travels, as well on the road to exhibitions and fairs and so forth, but also at her home. She lives under this constant pressure that these crazy people are going to show up in her driveway at her gate. And PETA has used their millions of dollars, which they raise under these false claims and lies, for decades to influence and direct the regulatory and regulation and treatment of those who raise, breed, and work with animals across the nation, including Monica and Paradise Ranch. But this would include Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, also known as the FWCC. In recent years, it's become apparent that the animal rights ideology from PETA, HSUS, and others has embedded itself within the agency that Monica is required to be regulated by. And their executive structure is subsequently influencing policy and enforcement to the great detriment of Florida animal owners and animal enterprise, including Monica and Paradise Ranch.
Going to have to cut you right there because we are headed into that break. When we come back, we'll give a little bit more and we'll bring Monica on. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson and the Cavalry Group. And we will all three be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com, or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Mindy, I want you to come back on here and finish up. I apologize that our clock ran out, but it's kind of in that heartbreak. I got to go when it says I got to go. So
that's
let's,
okay.
I want you to finish introducing the situation and Monica.
Well, I was just saying that the animal rights is an ideology which has no place in any regulatory agency overseeing animal-related businesses, and yet it has become incredibly obvious that the animal rights ideology has embedded itself in the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, which is overseeing animal enterprise in Florida. And they're basically toying with Monica's license. They're holding it hostage. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to add, PETA is no expert on animals or animal care or husbandry. So, you know, meanwhile, Monica has complied with all their wishes to update her facility and so forth, which she'll explain to you. But Monica Weldy and her family has a generations of history in exemplary husbandry practices and facility. It's a remarkable place. You know, they are cream of the crop. So for them to get poked at, they poked the wrong bear, I'll just say.
Don't poke the bear.
But nonetheless, you know, she has a business to run, and she needs her license. And but with that, you know, Monica is just not only a wonderful person, but she's very conscientious, goes the extra mile with her facility. Her bears are just remarkable. But with that, I'm just going to sit here and be quiet and let Monica do the rest of the talking to share her story and what's currently happening with her.
Monica, welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and I do want you to tell your story. Now, I want to set up, and I'm sure you're going to include this, that your family has been raising the bears, loving the bears, for 90-some years now. So it isn't just something that happened in the last 5 or 10 years. This has been something that you have done in your lives for generations, and I'm going to turn Bearadice over to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mindy, for introducing me, and thank you, Beth Ann, for having me on today. I really appreciate
it. You're more than welcome. We got to meet once at the Liberty Conference in St. Louis, and it's good to have you back on. I'm sorry it's under these circumstances, though.
Well, let me tell you about our bears and our family. They have been in my late husband's family for over 90 years. I've worked with bears for 40 years of my life. They are my life, my passion. I shared that passion with my late husband, Johnny Welby, who passed away 3 years ago. They taught him, my husband, his grandparents, his mother, they taught me all about bears and how to respect them and work beside them. And I had wonderful mentors and teachers. I'm very educated on bears and bear behavior. And we always enjoyed sharing our animals with the public to teach them and educate them about what is happening to them in the wild. Sure, our bears are entertainers, but they're also educators. And I have a partnership with them, and I'm dedicated to that, to teach the public about bears.
It's just amazing. You know, I have a childhood fear of bears. So I appreciate someone that I watched the video of you and your son interacting with these bears, and it was just amazing to me. It's beautiful. It's just amazing.
Well, I'll admit they can be very intimidating. They are a huge animal. They're powerful.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the way my husband's family, the Welby family, have raised them, well, you'd have to see it to believe it. We respect them first. They are a bear, and we don't forget that. It's all how you raise them, how you treat them. We have a relationship with all of our bears. They're all individual. They all have a personality, just like your pets at home. And they're extremely intelligent. They're actually ranked right up there with primates, like monkeys and baboons. So, yes, they are capable of understanding your feelings, and they know if you fear them. They know if you love them. But like I said, we love our bears. I'm very passionate about them.
Oh, that was obvious. I got a big kick out of the one that I can't remember his name that was in the video that was trying to sneak a little honey away from you as you were talking on the video. You were kind of hiding the honey behind your back. I got a big kick out of that.
They love me.
Everybody loves honey.
Especially a bear.
Well, I'm okay with that. That's a good thing. I like honey, too. So, you know, we have an audience on Facebook that watches while we do this, and one of the comments there is, PETA isn't after the care of the animals. They're after the land. And I think Mindy knows this, and I'm certain that you know that, too. They're after controlling of the land. And that's just a part of what they do. They don't want anybody to have animals. They don't even want you to have a puppy dog or a kitty cat. Nobody's supposed to have any animals of any kind. And we fight this all the time. And I'm sorry that you're going through some of this, but I want you to tell the story about what's going on with your license there and with the Forest and Wild and the Fish and Wildlife Service there in Florida.
Well, first of all, I'm not here to bash Fish and Wildlife. They are a very important agency. They do a wonderful job in preserving our native wildlife here in Florida. And I understand they have to uphold the laws. As long as my husband's family has been in existence, they've been regulated. I believe Fish and Wildlife started to regulate captive wildlife back in the 70s. I came into the picture in 1980. So I have been here a while. We have never had any issues with either Fish and Wildlife or USDA, which I am also regulated by state and federal agencies. I've always had a great rapport with Fish and Wildlife. My husband and I actually had friends in the Fish and Wildlife. There are wonderful officers in Fish and Wildlife in the agency, but I do believe that there are a couple of bad apples. We believe that they have been infiltrated by the animal rights ideology and animal rights movement. And unfortunately, I feel that they are influencing to some degree the Fish and Wildlife. It started back in May, actually. I was my renewal for my license was up in February. I submitted my renewal application in January of this year. And I didn't receive anything, and I kept questioning that. And I would ask, and they said, "Well, my inspector would say I have to check with Tallahassee." Well, it all came down in May. By May 27th, I received a certified letter from Fish and Wildlife that my written denial for my I couldn't understand why I was just like thrown away.
Okay, we're having some problems with your. With your phone, it's cutting out on us.
Sorry.
Oh, there you are. That's better. Yeah, that's better.
Maybe I live in a rural community, so yeah, that'll happen.
Rule is good. We love rule, so we're kind of used to it.
That's right.
But you were talking about that. What I was getting out of what you were trying to say was that you had submitted for your license again in January. It was due in February, and some of this trouble started. You had to have known something was going on in May. Was that? Did I understand all that correctly?
Yes, Bethann. Okay. At the end of May, I received a notice of denial for the renewal of my application from Florida Fish and Wildlife, and I was just, blindsided. I never saw this coming. I couldn't understand why. After my husband passed away, my inspectors started to ask me about my facility. And, our facility was approved 20 years ago by Fish and Wildlife because we had relocated from the Tampa area down to Manatee County, which is south, about 50 miles. But, when you build a new facility, you have to go through all the application process and inspection process. So to get your license again, you have to be inspected, your new facility. So it was approved 20 years ago. So I understand if there's some renovations that come up within the 20-year period, but the way they started to do it with me is like, I told them I'll start. If I have to raise the fence 12 feet, I'll do it, even though it's not actually a written law yet. The law is 8 feet, but I understand they'll probably be implementing that law, soon. But
okay.
I was not refusing to do any of this. They started
and you have
right
done, off. You've
right.
done all of it, haven't you? Okay, I hear music. We're going to head into this break, Monica. I'm going to have you just hang on with that story. I want you to tell me just everything that they were picking apart. And then we want to get into. We're going to call out names, and we're going to try and get some help from your representatives there in the state of Florida. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Mindy Patterson and a good friend of hers and a good acquaintance, hopefully friend soon, of Monica Weldy of Paradise in Florida. It's about your property. It's about property rights. It's about we the people. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-978. 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with both Mindy Patterson and Monica Weldy. Monica Weldy has Baradice, and HSUS and PETA and others are going after her with her bears. And you have a beautiful facility. So when they rejected your license, I assume they gave you a list of things you needed to do in order to receive that license. What were those specifically? You mentioned the eight foot fence needed to be raised to 12 foot. What else did you need to do, Monica?
Correct. Well, the initial reason for denial was that I violated a 90-day rule. When you apply for a license with Florida Fish and Wildlife, there's two categories. There's either a permanent facility category or a mobile exhibitors category. Now, we do travel to state and county fairs and different venues, commercials, movies with our bears. Mm-hmm. So we've always been listed as a mobile exhibitor license, okay? So within that mobile exhibitor's criteria, there is a law saying that you have to move your animals every 90 days from your facility. Well, that's easy when you're working with your – we're always in demand, so we're always mm-hmm. busy and moving. But I proved to them that I did not violate that 90-day rule. So then they went after my facility and said that I needed to make some changes. I have done that to the tune of over $45,000. They picked the time, which they couldn't have picked a worse time during a global pandemic. Myself and everybody else has lost all their business, their work. So, yeah, I had no income coming, but I still did it. I still did what they asked me to do. Bottom line, I have complied with everything that Florida Fish and Wildlife has asked me to do. They're holding my license over my head. And then they came up with an agreement that they wanted me to sign. And I'm not going to go into the details of that agreement, but I'll just tell you, it was non-negotiable. I mean, some of the things in that agreement were just unfounded. The way they've gone about this, strong-arming me, and it's just has been unjust and unfair. I've done nothing wrong to warrant this kind of action, and I have no ill will towards Fish and Wildlife. I just want to give me my license. I've done what you asked, and let me get on with my life, taking care of my animals and running my business. This is unfair to attack someone who is always in compliance, and my husband and I go above and beyond what's required by Fish and Wildlife and USDA to provide for our animals.
Well, you've got a beautiful facility, and I love the video that that you have out there. It shows how they're living in the nature. I mean, it's not like you know, you're just keeping them in cages and they're never getting to see the light of day or anything. That they're living as natural as possible, huh?
The love we share for our animals, my husband's family, we wanted our bears to live like bears. So we provide them with a natural environment, a natural habitat here in Florida. They can swim in a pond, they can run, they can climb a tree, they can dig, they can, you know, we hide food in the bushes so they can forage. They have enrichment. They're mentally and physically stimulated. But the greatest form of enrichment, Beth Ann, is the relationship we share with them. They thrive on the physical contact, the loving, petting, communication. That's all so important to them mentally and physically, especially in human care.
And you can see it, you can see it in the bears in that video, that the bears are just as anxious to hug you as you are to, you know, and you all sitting there giving kisses back and forth. I mean, it was just beautiful.
Thank you.
Beth Ann, I think one of the things that I have to chime in and remind your listeners is that Florida Fish and Wildlife, while they are tasked with overseeing regulatory and licensing of its licensees, they are a bunch of unelected bureaucrats. And
Absolutely.
So we're dealing with people who are not elected. I mean, they're not representing, I mean, they are tasked with the oversight, but this is what's, you and I've talked about this a million times on your show as well with regarding USDA and other regulatory agencies that overreach beyond what they are tasked to perform as a regulatory agency. They're taking things into their hands that are outside the scope of what they are tasked to do. And, you know, Monica has checked all the boxes, I think is really the point here. And now they're interjecting their perhaps an ideology or their personal feelings about something. And that's not what regulatory agencies are for, you know.
Right.
They need
Monica
to check the boxes, and she deserves her license. So.
And basically what you shared with me last week and last evening when we were texting is they're holding her hostage.
Right.
There's nothing she's going to be able to do to satisfy them unless she signs this crazy agreement, which we're not going to share the details of, but it's an invasion. So they're holding her hostage. So what can we do?
Well, my attorney stressed, do not sign that agreement. I mean, I looked at it myself, and I said, I can't sign this. It's ridiculous what they were asking me to do. And Beth Ann, animal rights organizations are influencing our state and federal agencies. They have infiltrated into our legislation, into our Florida bar. They're in the schools, and it's all to push their agenda and to implement their radical ideology into our daily lives. And that's every aspect of animal contact. I mean, dog breeders, carriage horses, you name it, they're after us all. And,
rabbits.
You know, exotic animal ownership.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. We pulled the rabbit out of that. But, I mean, exotic animal ownership is critical in the survival of many species. our planet is just overrun with humans, and their habitat is disappearing. Look in Florida. 88% of the bears' habitat, our black bears, have disappeared. We're squeezing them down into small pockets of Florida because of the development that is going on every day. But, you know, yeah, the animal rights are in there, definitely.
Oh, yeah, well, I have no doubt about that because they're everywhere. Mindy has on her website, she does the legwork for all of us. So go to thecavalrygroup.com. That's thecavalrygroup.com. Or you can go to my website and just click on it. And we want you to take action on this. Now, seriously, folks, you need to take action. You cannot just sit back and have a cup of coffee and say, oh, my, that's terrible. You've got to do something. Because if it happens in Florida, it's going to happen in Missouri. It's going to happen in Nebraska. It's going to happen in Texas, South Dakota. It's going to happen everywhere. So we need you to go, and I'm going to let Mindy explain it a little bit better, but she's got a letter there that you can send to the governor of Florida, DeSantis. And then these representatives, you know, we see Matt Gaetz a lot on Fox News. We see him a lot. Well, words and language are one thing. Action is another. Is he going to stand up for his constituents, or is he going to continue to be in bed with HSUS and PETA? And the same thing goes for Representative Buchanan there. So I'm going to turn that over to you, Mindy. I'm just about taking up all the time there, but go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm a big proponent of, as you say, taking action on things, but if your congressional representative is in bed with the very organizations that are seeking your demise, it's not hidden. He puts it out in plain view. Congressman Vern Buchanan, who happens to be Monica's congressman, and there are a handful of others in the state of Florida. Matt Gaetz, as you mentioned, is one. You know, he's collaborating with the enemy, and they both have good scores with the animal rights groups. And so, you know, it's hard for people to wrap their head around that when we're in a real fight for our republic, and we've got these people who appear to be so also, and yet they're working behind the scenes with radical animal rights groups looking to destroy animal ownership and animal enterprise across the United States. And, you know, Matt Gaetz has a lot of media influence, and he is pals with others who are. So that anyway, yeah. Take action. Okay. Go to our Take Action tab. Scroll down to our campaign to DeSantis request.
I want to give even more details when we come back after this message. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, Mindy Patterson. We have a call to action, and it's time that America started answering the call, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow 6-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free, free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code Bethann, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is Bethann. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us.
The following is not paid for or endorsed by any political candidate, party, or radio station.
Ladies, Democrats are counting on your votes, but you cannot count on the Democrats. Socialism pushed by our Democrats is an economic theory proven to fail, characterized by state government ownership of businesses, property, and services. The state is in charge of production and distribution of all goods. Social programs and services cannot be offered to you unless they take your dollars and your choices away. Education will not be free. It will be controlled. No school choice. Healthcare will not be free or affordable. It will be controlled. Defunding our local police, disarming citizens, letting prisoners go free is the true existential threat to your safety and your family. President Donald Trump is not the enemy of the Republic. He is the enemy of the political elites and the Democrats, socialists, and the globalists. November 3rd, vote against every Democrat from dog catcher to senator. Vote for President Donald Trump. Let's restore our republic and bring America home. All right, and we are back. You're listening to CSU Talk Radio. I'm going to go back to Mindy. Real quick, Mindy, let's get the call to action and let everybody know where to go.
Basically, to go to our website at the cavalrygroup.com. Take the Take Action tab. There, the first drop-down menu is for Florida and state campaigns, and scroll down to our campaign, which is asking Florida Governor DeSantis to investigate Florida Fish and Wildlife and their collaboration with animal rights groups. Here's one thing I'd like to just say briefly. You know, Monica is not against being having oversight. I have yet to meet an animal owner or animal enterprise that's saying, I don't want to have any oversight or have a license. That's not the issue here, okay? You know, but the issue is that she has been waiting for her license for many months. She has a business to run. She has a living to make. They're preventing her from making a living. That's kind of a huge, big, fat, hairy deal. And that's the point here, is that by holding hostage her license and preventing her from making a living is a recipe for a big legal issue. And we are prepared to take that on. And we're just asking for Florida Fish and Wildlife to give her her license. She's done everything lawful that needs to be done. And so that's, you know, there's no discrepancy here about whether or not she's against the agency or anything like that. But, you know, it's become a little obvious. It's become very apparent that the animal rights ideology is working through regulatory agencies, not just in Florida, but all over the country. And we've dealt with with USDA for years, where they are playing Russian roulette with the regulatory and oversight process and licensing to put people out of business. It's easy math, and it's not a heavy lift to come to that conclusion. So we are trying to urge Governor DeSantis and also the Attorney General Moody to investigate their own agency that he's responsible for. They're responsible for this agency that has oversight over Monica's facility and, quite honestly, other facilities in the state of Florida that are required to be licensed by this agency. So it's a double whammy, the fact that we can't get, you know, the state government to have to make sure that their own agencies are doing what they should be doing under the law. You know, they made the laws, not us. I mean, we're Monica's in compliance with all these things.
Well, it sounds like they like to change them.
Well, right. Exactly.
That was the rules, but I'm going to change it. You know, I'm going to change it just for today, and we're going to make her comply to this because that's what we want.
Right.
And,
well, people forget these agencies are not tasked with making law. That's up to the legislature.
Absolutely.
You know, even if they want to so-called the promulgate rules and all of that, you know, that's a whole nother word game that is played. And, you know, there are livelihoods at stake here. I'll just say personally, I have had it with these bureaucracies that abuse their power and create a tyrannical climate for their licensees. And I feel like it's just a power grab. They're power-hungry people. They're unelected bureaucrats who have way too much power over people's lives. And Monica has done nothing but go over and beyond and exceed their expectations. And she's waiting for her license. Still, it's wrong.
You know,
this goes on everywhere.
License are a tax.
Yes.
And when we have bureaucrats telling us what we can and cannot do, if they change the rules, this is taxation without representation. Where are her representatives? Where is her governor? Where is her attorney general? They should be coming to her defense, not to HSUS or PETA for money. Monica, I want you to know that you have our sympathy, and we're going to do what we can to rally the troops, so to speak, to get that cavalry there to help you.
Oh, well, thank you, Beth Ann. I feel very fortunate to have such stellar representation. The Cavalry Group is there for me. And I have a wonderful, wonderful attorney, Alexander Penalta of the Penalta Law Firm in Edgewater, Florida. He's well educated on animal enterprise terrorism and animal law. So, I'm covered that way, and I feel safe and great with him.
Yeah. Well, you've got so much going against you right now, but just hang on and have faith. We're going to try and get everyone there we can to help you. I want you to all that are listening and those who are on Facebook to go to Cavalry Group, thecavalrygroup.com. Put the word "the" in, thecavalrygroup.com. Take the Take Action tab, go down, and send this letter to the governor. There is a phone number there for the attorney general. There's also email addresses. Let's let them know that we care. Now, be kind. But let's let them know that we the people have a voice, and we're going to be helpful to Monica. She has a voice, and she has rights. Her rights are just as important as anyone else's. And this is her business that they are trying to take away. So help her out as much as you can. Go to the Cavalry Group, the Take Action tab, and send this letter to Governor DeSantis, and also the Attorney General there, Moody. And let's go after those representatives. By golly, it's time they start taking care of their constituents and stop getting money from other folks that are trying to put the constituents out of business. All right, anything else there, Mindy or Monica? Either one.
I'd like Monica to have the last word.
Okay, go ahead, Monica.
I'm not a criminal.
No,
I feel like you try to make me feel that way sometimes. I'm a good provider and caregiver for my animals. I just love my bears, and I love sharing them with the public. Just, you know, I've done everything they've asked me to do. I've complied with everything. Just give me my license. Let me get on with my life. You know, it was hard enough to lose my husband 3 years ago, and my partner in this business, and to carry it on and the family legacy. I'm not going to let it die with my husband's passing. I owe it to him. I owe it to his grandparents, his family. It's a wonderful history, and I'm proud of it, and I want to share it with the public and continue to share my beautiful bears.
Monica, with your son, is it the third generation or the fourth?
He's the fourth.
Fourth generation.
Fourth generation.
See, I love to hear that about these businesses, especially
Johnny
in
Welby's
rural America.
Fourth.
He'll be the fourth generation. That is just awesome. And his interaction, and you had him holding little baby bears when he was just a young little cub himself. And it's just beautiful. So the bear facts are, HSUS and PETA are in bed with some of our Congress folks and in bed with the Fish and Forest and Wildlife Service. And it's time, the Fish and Wildlife Service, excuse me, it's time for America to take action and stand up to these organizations and these agencies. And the Cavalry Group is doing that. They do the legwork for us. All we got to do is go to their website, and we know what fight is at the top that day. And it changes rapidly, doesn't it, Mindy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I hear the music. We're just about out of time. Thank you. God bless you guys, both of you. Monica, we're going to do all we can. Don't hesitate to give me a call if we can come back on, need to come back on and give another call to action, Mindy and Monica, because that's what we're here for. Nobody else is going to do it, but CSC Talk Radio, that's why God put me here, is to help rule America and the Americans here to be free, to have the pursuit of happiness, and to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-433-5059, 800-433-5059. That's 800-433-5059. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc., 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate. Cederstrom, a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.